will sing of your love. I will tell of your faithfulness. I will proclaim from age to age your steadfast love, O Lord. I will sing of your love. I will tell of your faithfulness. I will proclaim from age to age your steadfast love, O Lord. Your love, O Lord, is as firm as the heavens. You have promised your people to love them forever. I will sing of your love. I will tell of your faithfulness. I will proclaim from age to age your steadfast love, O Lord. Your kingdom, Lord, is for all generations, and your throne is righteousness, love, and truth. I will sing of your love. I will tell of your faithfulness. I will proclaim from age to age your steadfast love, O Lord. We shout for joy, for we are your people. When we walk with you, Lord, we walk in the light. I will sing of your love. I will tell of your faithfulness. Proclaim from age to age your steadfast love, O Lord. You are our God, our King and our Savior. So every day, Lord, we sing your praise. I will sing of your love. I will tell of your faithfulness. I will proclaim from age to age your steadfast love, O Lord. I will sing of your love. I will tell of your faithfulness. I will proclaim from age to age your steadfast love, O Lord.
Psalm 89, we use it in our three-year cycle of readings once every 3 years. And on that Sunday that we use it, it's actually during Advent, we use 8 of the 52 verses. The rendition that we just sang that I wrote is based on those 8 verses. Tonight, we're going to take a look at the whole psalm and what the whole psalm put together is. The context is this. The world of God's people was at the time in devastation because in 587 BC, the Babylonians came and they destroyed the temple and they exiled the people. Their life was in ruins, just as the temple was in ruins. Now, the first 37 verses, almost two-thirds of this psalm, don't even hint of this context. The first 37 verses speak of, I spoke of this Hebrew word, one of my favorite Hebrew word is hesed. God's steadfast love is how it's often translated. God's steadfast love and faithfulness are proclaimed. The hesed and the faithfulness are in this psalm almost 15 times. It's repeated through this opening part of the verse many times. And we're also told in the beginning in this first part that the hesed, that the steadfast love of God and God's faithfulness are forever. And the term forever appears at least 8 times. So God's faithfulness and God's steadfast love are forever. And that's how the psalm starts out. And in the beginning of this psalm, God is proclaimed as creator. It's all about proclaiming what God has been doing. God is proclaimed as creator of all that is. God's strength is proclaimed. We're told that God stills the storms on the sea. We're told that God defeats sea creatures. This afternoon, I received a message from a church member in Ohio wanting the words of a song I used to sing at Bible school all the time, titled, When the Storm Roars. When the storm roars, when the storm roars, when the storm roars all around. And then we go, hey. I am weak, but he is strong. By his strength, we move along. I'm doing the motions. When the storm roars, when the storm roars, when the storm roars all around. Hey, this is who God is. God is the one who stills the storms. That's proclaimed in Psalm 89. We're also told in these first verses that God's enemies are defeated. God defeats enemies. The psalm puts it, God's mighty arm and strong right hand will defeat the enemy. And we're told about God's covenant, God's agreement with the people. The way I love to put when I talk about the covenant is, God said, I am your God, you are my people. God sets this covenant up in the house of David, we're told. Pointing us, Martin Luther would want us to see that this is pointed to the sending of the Savior in Bethlehem, which is why we read this psalm during Advent. So God sets a covenant, and God is going to keep this covenant, and this covenant is going to last forever. And at the end of this section, we're told that God's glory is proclaimed. God, we're told, is the rock of our salvation. And so that's that whole first part. I will sing of your love. I will tell of your faithfulness. I will proclaim from age to age your steadfast love, O Lord. That's that whole first section, almost two-thirds of the psalm. But then we get to verse 38. Now we're going to look at the next section, 38 to 51. There's a change in tone. There's 14 verses, not as long. But the first word of this section is but. You know what that means? It means there's a problem coming. So we're proclaiming everything about how wonderful the Lord is. The Lord has done all this. The Lord is our Savior. The Lord is the rock of our salvation. The Lord has a covenant with his people. I am your God. You are your people. But, all this praise, all this proclaiming, but, Lord, our lives are in ruins. Have this great praise, and then it's like, let's be realistic here. Temple's destroyed, our lives are in ruins, people are exiled. What about crushing the enemies? What happened to that? We proclaimed it. How come you're not doing it, basically? How come you're not calming this storm? How come you're not defeating those monsters, Lord? Verse 46 says, how long, O Lord? So God's love and faithfulness is proclaimed, but then let's get realistic. You know, it's like, we're waiting. We believe it, but we're waiting. What about all this devastation? Verse 49 asked it right out. Lord, where is your steadfast love? We've proclaimed it. Where is it? It's not so much what have you done, it's like, why aren't you doing anything, Lord, and how long? And so this is where Psalm 89 now brings us to us. In our lives, We have all types of devastation. You name it. I can name a few just listing things like sickness. We've been talking a lot about broken bones lately. Been talking about emotional tensions, traumas, stress, death, problems in relationships, financial problems, political problems, household problems, weather, all types of issues that we're dealing with. And then there's the future unknowns when things are going on. We don't know what lies ahead in the future. We always deal with that. How long, O Lord? So with all this, I'm supposed to proclaim God's steadfast love and faithfulness? Where is it, Lord? That's what the psalm writer is doing. He's getting right down. It's like, okay, Lord, we've proclaimed it. Now, where is it? Should I be proclaiming God's faithfulness? God's love? God's steadfast love? God's chesed? With all this going on, Psalm 89 is telling us, yes, that's where you start. We did this on Christmas Eve during the youth message. Worshippers were asked to name a darkness or a problem or a struggle you were going through. And then I had written a song for the service that night. So, for example, and then I would plug in, somebody would say a problem, and I would plug it in to the verse. It went, light shines in the darkness. God's light shines on all these broken bones. And that's what we proclaim. Even though we're hurting, and even though we're broken, and even though we're in pain, God's light is still shining upon us. God's love is still shining upon us. But Psalm 89 gives us permission. And this is what I love about the Psalms. Psalm 89 gives us permission to look at the Lord and says, how long? We're waiting. How long? When are you going to fix this? Now, also in these 14 verses of, they're verses of lament, of complaint. The psalm writer says, Lord, why don't you remember, as if God has a poor memory. Lord, remember what you've done. Remember all of this. It's similar to what the thief said on the cross, and we're going to sing it on Good Friday. Jesus, remember me. When you come into your kingdom, Jesus, remember me. When you come into your kingdom, remember, Lord, remember me. Remember what I'm going through. Psalm 89 is telling us God never forgets us. So we place our hope in God. We place our hope in Christ. And just like that thief on the cross, Lord, remember me when you come into your kingdom. And Jesus says, you'll be with me in paradise. God always remembers us and always points us to the eternal life that God wins for us. Psalm 89 brings out the truth for us that God doesn't always crush the foes or take away the problems that come to us. But the truth is that God is always with us. When we walk with the Lord, God is always present with us during those struggles, during those problems, during those issues. And Psalm 89 tells us, in no uncertain terms, this is forever. You can count on that through your whole life, that God will be with you when you're crushed or when you're devastated or when you're hurting. So Psalm 89 really turns out to be a cry for help, but it's also a call to proclaim. But gotta love the way the psalm does it. Proclaim first, then bring your complaints to the Lord. Proclaim, complain. Which brings us to the last verse. Psalm 89, verse 52. We read it during the opening liturgy. We will praise you, Lord, forever and forever. And then there's that double amen. Amen and amen. Absolutely sure about it. So we praise God, we complain, we ask God for help, and then we praise God again. We proclaim what God has done. We will praise you, Lord, forever and forever. Amen and amen. Let us pray. Bring to mind all the darkness of your life. Bring to mind the pains and the struggles that you have going on now, physical, mental, emotional, spiritual. Bring those to your mind, those of loved ones, and bring to mind all the problems and struggles in the world. And then listen to God. My light shines on you. My love shines on you. My sun shines on you.